NRP, S2, E35, Gaming on the Mac, Part 5, Joystick and Controller Support. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Now, this week we conclude Gaming on the Mac, and today we're talking about joystick and controller support. Now, since I've been getting more and more into playing games and finding them, I've decided some of these games, these platformer games, they're like playing a game on a console. I could, you know, keyboard's fine for, like, I really got into playing on a keyboard on Minecraft, you know, but that came out on Xbox and a lot of people want to play it on their computer with a controller, which is just, that's a weird game to play with a controller, if you ask me, but maybe I'll try it sometime. You know, I went and I got a PS3 controller, and I connected it to my Mac. Now, I did this for a number of reasons. PS3 controllers, they pair via Bluetooth, which means I can use a wireless controller. I don't have to be connected by a cable, and the driver is already on OS X. So pairing is really just a matter of plugging your controller in via USB to micro USB, and then getting it to recognize and unplug. Now, the thing is, though, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do this, it's confusing for a little bit, because it's like, okay, does it see it? No, wait, it doesn't see it. Oh, wait, it sees it. No, wait, it doesn't. Oh, wait. And it's just confusing for the first couple of minutes. I've watched videos on it, and they're like, don't freak out. It's weird. I don't know why it does this. And everyone says that, because that's Bluetooth connectivity for you. But once you get it connected, you know, I'll link some videos, but once you get it connected, that's it. You just wake it up, and you play your game. Now, I'm also going to recommend some other stuff to get with it, but another reason, I went with a PS3 controller. I don't own a PS3, I also don't own an Xbox, but I have owned a PS1 and a PS2, and so I'm used to the basic controller design. It's a lot like, kind of like an SNES controller, you know. I could play a lot of SNES style games on it, because it's just got the D-pad and the buttons, and then you can add all these triggers and bumpers, everything else. Also, since I've never owned an Xbox or Xbox 360, I find the controllers kind of bulky, a little hard to handle, especially with my tiny man hands. Also, they're more expensive. They're like $10 more than a PS3. Also, the drivers aren't included like with the PS3 drivers, which is kind of weird that the PS3 driver is included, but you have to download that. Somebody made one, and, you know, that's fine. It's free. But yeah, you want to play wireless, it requires an adapter. That said, systems like Steam and many games tend to support the Xbox 360 controller as a standard. So, connecting a PS3 controller, I'm going to link you to the Cult of Mac article on doing it, and I'm also going to link you to a video that shows somebody setting one up. Also, if you want to hook up an Xbox controller, you happen to have an Xbox and just want to hook your controller up, I'm going to link you to the Cult of Mac article on that. I'm also going to link you to the driver you need, and the wireless adapter on Amazon if you want to buy that. Now, once the controller is connected, I recommend getting a program to map the buttons to specific keystrokes. I've seen people recommend Gamepad Companion, and, you know, most people recommended that one. I went to the App Store to look for this, and I saw it didn't have such good ratings, and it was also a little pricey, and I saw Joypad Mapper was a little bit cheaper and had pretty good reviews, so I checked that out, and I like it. Joypad Mapper has little presets where you just, you know, you set up the buttons that you need for that particular game, and then you just click on the preset for that game. It's pretty straightforward, and it's easy to use, and very easy to edit controls, and it comes with some presets set in for, you know, if your controller, if you want to play Flash games, it has some presets set up, and if you want to play, you know, with different controllers, you know, it's interesting having a joystick, you know, and the gamepad. Because certain games, like, I've got Super Meat Boy on Steam, and, like, you know, I played the first couple levels with the keyboard, and then after that, I was just like, I don't know how to play this. And then I got the controller, and I just shot through, like, the whole first, you know, stage of levels, and it's like, wow. Quite a difference. And it feels like playing an old-school game. I could just sit and play this kind of game for a long time. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. We'll be right back. find out more, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.